In nature, fascinating biology can be found on the edges, intermingled habitats where biodiversity can flourish. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill recently traveled to one such edge, what's called a head of tide.
I'm straddling a lumpy bridge, arching over an old stone dam. Long Island Sound is only a few miles away, and Interstate 95 is even closer. But here, wrapped in trees and the sounds of flowing water, it all feels so far away.
Today we're at the head of tide on the Monunkatisik River in Westbrook and Clinton.
With me is Steve Gephardt. He's a supervising fisheries biologist with the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection.
It's sort of where one ecosystem ends and gives it up to another ecosystem.
At high tide, he says the area is brackish, a mixture of fresh and salt water, which is important for migratory fish, like eels, alewives, or blueback herring.
This is the area where their bodies adapt to the changing salinity. These heads of tides are critical for making that transition for these animals that migrate back and forth.
Protective plants mingle with invasive Phragmites. Around the dam is an eel pass and fishway managed by DEEP. The agency is also tearing down some old structures to make the area safe before it's open to hikers and hunters. As our interview ends, Gephardt pauses and looks up.
So there goes an osprey right now, probably checking out the fish run just like we are.
It's a beautiful sight. Heavy wing beats lock into the osprey's signature M-shaped silhouette. And both of us watch as the raptor silently soars over one of Connecticut's least developed heads of tide. On the Monunkatisik River, Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.